Blog Talk Radio.
Believe and trust him.
It will.
You gotta believe.
Come to me.
welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Welcome each and every listener. On tonight, we're going to flow a little different. I'm listening to God, and he told me to play that song two more times because the word on tonight was birthed out of that song. So he's trying to get that song in your spirit, and then we're going to go directly into the word. Once again, thank you all for listening. And the name of this song is It Will Come to Pass by Risen.
Hey, hey.
Well, I hope that song is in your spirit. It's just like God to birth a message out of a song. I was listening to that song last week, and God just began to break the words of that song down and tie it to scripture. And that's how we're going to flow on tonight. The first scripture that he tied it to was Psalms 37, verses 3 through 8. And I will be reading from the New Century Version on tonight. So if it's a little different from your version, that's because it's a New Century Version. Verse 3 says, trust the Lord and do good. Live in the land and feed on the truth. 4, enjoy serving the Lord and he will give you what you want. I love that verse. Enjoy serving the Lord and he will give you what you want. 5, depend on the Lord, trust him, and he will take care of you. Notice in that song, she kept saying, trust him, and he will take care of you. 6, then your goodness will shine like the sun, and your fairness like the noonday sun. Wait and trust, which is in that song. Wait and trust the Lord. Don't get upset when others get rich or when someone else's plans succeed. Verse 8, don't get angry. Don't be upset. It only leads to trouble. Remember the song I just played said, believe, trust, and it will come to pass. Have faith and believe. Wait on him. Through your trials and tribulations, wait on him. God said he would do it. Why not trust him? Trust him. Have faith. Believe, and he's going to do it. Yes, he will, which is the title of tonight's message. Yes, he will, which is my favorite part of that song when she says, yes, he will. It just blesses me so much. Our second foundational scripture for tonight is found in 1 Samuel 1, verses 1 through 22. It is the story of Hannah. Because when God was tying all this message together for me, I asked him what would be a good example of somebody that had to trust, believe, and wait on God. And he reminded me of the story of Hannah. So we will be reading that on tonight. Starting with verse 1. There was a man named Elkanah, son of Jeroham. Elkanah had two wives named Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Every year, Elkanah left his town of Ramah and went up to Shiloh to worship the Lord All-Powerful and to offer sacrifices to him. Shiloh was where Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli, served as priests to the Lord. When Elkanah offered sacrifices, he always gave a share of the meat to his wife, Peninnah, and to his sons and to her sons and daughters. But Elkanah always gave a special share of the meat to Hannah because he loved Hannah and because the Lord had kept her from having children. 6, Peninnah would tease Hannah and upset her because the Lord had made her unable to have children. This happened every year. Keep that in mind because it's important. This happened every year. When they went up to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, Peninnah would upset Hannah until Hannah would cry and not eat anything. Her husband Elkanah would say to her, Hannah, why are you crying and why won't you eat? Why are you sad? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? Once after they had eaten their meal in Shiloh, Hannah got up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on a chair near the entrance of the Lord's house. Hannah was so sad that she cried and prayed to the Lord. She made a promise saying, Lord All-Powerful, see how sad I am. Remember me and don't forget me. If you give me a son, I will give him back to you all his life, and no one will ever cut his hair with a razor. 12, while Hannah kept praying, Eli washed her mouth. She was praying in her heart, so her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "Stop getting drunk. Throw away your wine." Hannah answered, "No, sir, I have not drunk any wine or beer. I am a deeply troubled woman, and I was telling the Lord all about my problems. Don't think I am an evil woman. I have been praying because I have many troubles, and I am very sad." Eli answered, Go, I wish you well. May the Lord God of Israel give you what you asked of him." Hannah said, "May I always please you." When she left and ate something, she was not sad anymore. Early the next morning, Elkanah's family got up and worshiped the Lord. Then they went back home to Ramah. Elkanah had sexual relations with his wife, Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. So Hannah became pregnant, and in time she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "His name is Samuel because I asked the Lord for him." Verse 21, every year Elkanah went with his whole family to Shiloh to offer sacrifices and to keep the promises he had made to God. 22, but one time Hannah did not go with him. She told him, "When the boy is old enough to eat solid food, I would take him to Shiloh. Then I would give him to the Lord, and he will always live there." Father God, in the name of Jesus, sit me down, Lord God, and you speak through me, Lord God. Let these revelations, Lord God, that you gave me, Lord God, be a blessing unto somebody on tonight, God. Bless and feed your people according to their needs on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. When it looks like God is not going to do it, that's when he will. 1 Samuel 1 and 2. Elkanah had two wives named Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. When the odds are stacked against you, God is for you. When the odds are stacked against you, God is for you. And if you're new to Prolific Fire, when I feel that somebody needs something that God is giving me, I will repeat it until the other person gets into their spirit. When your enemies begin to talk, God has a plan of blessing in mind for you. Faith that completely takes you over and looks intoxicating to the carnal eye is needed to receive from God. Faith that completely takes you over and looks intoxicating to the carnal eye is needed to receive from God. 1 Samuel 1, verses 6 and 7, Peninnah would tease Hannah and upset her because the Lord had made her unable to have children. 7, this happened every year. When they went up to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, Peninnah would upset Hannah until Hannah would cry and not eat anything. The best thing your enemy can do is force you to stop eating and cry out to God. Breakthrough comes through prayer and fasting. The best thing your enemy can do is force you to stop eating and cry out to God. Breakthrough comes through prayer and fasting. You will find the scripture that says these things will only happen through prayer and fasting in Mark 9:29. When God begins to do what he's doing in your life in a public way, even those that should know, you won't understand. When God begins to do what he's doing in your life in a public way, even those that should understand won't. 1 Samuel 1, verses 12 through 17. While Hannah kept praying, Eli washed her mouth. She was praying in her heart, so her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "Stop getting drunk. Throw away your wine." Hannah answered, "No, sir, I have not drunk any wine or beer. I am a deeply troubled woman. I was telling the Lord all about my problems. Don't think I am an evil woman. I have been praying because I have many troubles and am very sad." Eli replied, "Go, I wish you well. May the Lord, your God, grant you what you have asked of him." Notice Hannah didn't allow herself, to become offended by his accusations. When people who should know better misjudge you, don't get offended. Don't get offended. Your blessing is too close for wasted reactions. Your blessing is too close for wasted reactions. Somebody needed that. Someone say it again. When people who should know better misjudge you, don't get offended. Your blessing is too close for wasted reactions. Yes, Lord. 1 Samuel 1:8. After Peninnah teased Hannah about not being able to have children to the point of crying and not eating, verse 8, her husband Elkanah would say to her, "Hannah, why are you crying? And why won't you eat? Why are you sad? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?" When you really want something from God, nothing or no one can act as a substitute for what you want. When you really want something from God, nothing and no one can act as a substitute. When you are forced to see someone daily with a blessing you want, believing it is for you too becomes hard. But you got to trust God in spite of. Trust him. That's just real talk. Yes, it does become hard when you see somebody that has the blessing that you want. Yes, it becomes hard to believe. Yes, it becomes hard to pray. But you must push on through anyway. You have to trust him. As the song said, trust him. Wait on him. Believe in him. Trusting God simply means having blind faith in the one you know is able to see you through it all. He knows the way. Someone simply needs to know God sees you through it all. He has not lost track of you. God sees you through it all. He has not lost track of you. The weight process is making you. It's making you stronger. It's making you better. And when you do receive, you will be ready in the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel 1, verses 19 through 22. Early the next morning, Elkanah's family got up and worshiped the Lord. Then they went back to Ramah. Elkanah had sexual relations with his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. So Hannah became pregnant, and in time she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "His name is Samuel, because I asked the Lord for him." Every year, Elkanah went with his whole family to Shiloh to offer sacrifices and to keep the promises he had made to God. But one time, Hannah did not go with him. She told him, "When the boy is old enough to eat solid food, I would take him to Shiloh. Then I would give him to the Lord, and he will always live there." One of the things I love about Hannah is she refused to raise her son, to bring him up in that environment with all those spirits of scribe existing between Peninnah and herself. Instead, she gave him to the Lord and his house to live there. Don't bring up what God has given you around those who don't want you to have it. Don't bring up what God has given you around those who don't want you to have it. But let them see you giving God the glory, which is what Hannah did. Nothing good can be produced, nurtured in an environment of jealousy and envy. Do you hear me? Nothing good can be produced, nurtured in an environment of jealousy and envy. Don't hoard your blessing. Everything God has given you was meant to encourage someone else. Don't hoard your blessing. Everything God has given you was meant to encourage someone else. We really don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to the King of Kings. So anything he blesses us with along the way was meant not just for ourselves, but to encourage and strengthen someone else. What you want from God is slowly being prepared. What you want from God is slowly being prepared. The trade-off will not be easy. There is a greater destiny tied to this one. Notice that all the Bible says about Peninnah is that she had children. Never calls the children by name. And she was one of Elkanah's wives. He provided for her and the children, but she was not the wife he loved. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 1:5, Elkanah gave a special share of meat to Hannah because he loved her. Never does the Bible say Elkanah loved Peninnah. 1 Samuel 1:6, Peninnah would tease Hannah and upset her. Sometimes people tease other people because they know that their own lives is not what it seems. Not at all what it seems. Sometimes people tease other people because their life is not at all what it seems. A word for somebody. Perhaps they got their blessing first because that is all they will ever have. You never thought of that before. You're jealous of them, but perhaps God gave them their blessing first because he knows that is all they will ever have. Look at Peninnah's life. That is all she will ever have. Her kid's name wasn't even mentioned in the Bible, and her husband does not love her, but she's there with him, and that's the only life she knows. And every woman deserves to be loved by her husband. So really, Peninnah was living a poor existence. She was teasing Hannah, but her existence wasn't all that good. Yes, she had what Hannah wanted. But in the end, Hannah had what she wanted. So it's like the blessing flipped. Peninnah thought she had what Hannah wanted. And Hannah thought she wanted what Peninnah had until God blessed her and blessed her more abundantly. You think you want what the other person has, but you wait until God blesses you. They will be looking at you and want what you have. God blesses abundantly the person who has a grateful heart, who will praise him, worship him, and not the gift. God blesses abundantly the person who has a grateful heart, who will praise him, worship him, and not the gift. Praise simply means thanking God for what he has done, giving. Worshiping him, on the other hand, is thanking him for simply being who he is. Can you imagine your children? The only time they say something to you is when they're thanking you for what you've done for them or what you've given them. Sometimes you just want them to thank you just for being who you are. Just thank me for being your mom. Thank me for being your dad. You shouldn't have to do anything for somebody to give you the praise that's due your name. And God feels the same way. We should praise him. Whether he does anything out of the ordinary or not, he's already done enough. That's what the problem is with spoiled children, over and above. First Samuel 1:12-14. While Hannah kept praying, Eli washed her mouth. She was praying in her heart, so her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "Stop getting drunk, throw away your wine." Somebody is watching your body language, and because they can't hear the truth, they have spread the lies about you. God knows. Somebody is watching your body language right now, and because they can't hear the truth, they have spread the lies about you. But the good part is that God knows. 1 Samuel 1:12, while Hannah kept praying, that's the key, keep praying. While Hannah kept praying, just keep on praying. Never stop praying, believing. The Bible says pray without ceasing. That's 1 that's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. First Samuel 1:10-11. I'm walking you through this the way God gave it to me. I know we backtracking verses and then going up and going down, but this is the way he gave it to me. So I'm just following the instructions of my God. 1 Samuel 1:10-11. Hannah was so sad that she cried and prayed to the Lord. She made a promise saying, Lord, all-powerful, see how sad I am. Remember me and don't forget me. If you give me a son, I will give him back to you all his life, and no one will ever cut his hair with a razor. Now, we've all been there when we've been praying and we promised God something. Lord, if you get me out of this, I would do this, I would do that. We've all been there. We've all been guilty of that. When you're praying, be careful not to make a vow out of desperation. When you're praying, be careful not to make a vow out of desperation. Ecclesiastes 5:4-6 says, when you make a vow to God, do not delay in fulfilling it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it. Don't let your mouth lead you into sin. When we make vows to God, he expects us to keep it. When you say something just praying and it comes out of your mouth and you say it, he expects that of you because that's what you said. The same way if you read his promises in the Bible and he promised you that, you expect that to come to pass. Well, he expects what you said to come to pass also. So be careful what you vow to God out of desperation. But Hannah, she kept her word. She did. So she's a good example for us. 1 Samuel 1:13. She, Hannah, was praying in her heart, so her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk. Eli was Hannah's man of God, her pastor. Yet he didn't know her. When people can't hear or perceive your heart, God can. 1 Samuel 1:13-14. Eli thought Hannah was drunk and said to her, stop getting drunk. Throw away your wine. Expect people to say all kind of evil things to you out of ignorance. Ignore them. Expect people to say all kind of evil things to you out of ignorance. Ignore them. If you can withstand the pain, the teasing, the accusations, false accusations at that, have faith, believe, trust, keep praying, worshiping, God will. Yes, he will. 1 Samuel 1:19-20. And this is my favorite point that God gave me on tonight. At least I think it is. Early the next morning, Elkanah's family got up and worshiped the Lord. Then, worship opens up what is barren in your life. Worship opens up what is barren in your life. Because it was then, after worshiping, they went back home to Ramah, and Elkanah had sexual relations with his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her, and she, Hannah, became pregnant. In time, Hannah gave birth. In time, you will give birth to everything God has planted in you. Never lose sight of his promise. In time, you will give birth to everything God has planted in you. Never lose sight of his promise. I want to go back to that part about worship, because that blessed me. Early the next morning, Elkanah's family got up and worshiped the Lord. Then, worship opens what is barren in your life. Because it was then, after worshiping, that they went back home to Ramah, and Elkanah had sexual relations with his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her, and she, Hannah, became pregnant. Worship is powerful. Let us always worship the Lord. In time, you will give birth to everything God has planted in you. Never lose sight of his promises. And one of his key promises from a verse that I read earlier, Psalms 37, verse 4, New Century Version, it says, enjoy serving the Lord, and he will give you what you want. Enjoy serving the Lord, and he will give you what you want. The NIV says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. The Amplified Bible takes it a step further and says, he will give you the secret petitions of your heart. Some of you have been believing God for years for something. I mean years on top of years. Remember the text said Peninnah's teasing of Hannah happened every year. Every year when they went up to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, which implies that Hannah had sought the Lord for years concerning her barrenness. Peninnah's teasing of Hannah happened every year when they went up to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, which implies that Hannah had sought the Lord for years concerning her barrenness. You are not alone. Just because you keep seeking and seeking and seeking and you haven't seen anything yet, you are not alone. Don't give up. When God did honor Hannah's request, she ended up with, listen to what she ended up with. Number one, a husband that loved her. Number two, double the provisions of her rival, Peninnah. Three, the favor of God. Four, she ended up with a son. Her son would grow to become one of the greatest prophets to be used of the Lord. Five, she has a place in history. Hannah is known by Christians everywhere as a woman who did not give up on what she wanted. Don't give up on what you want from the Lord. If you can find what you're believing for in the Bible, find that scripture and stand on it and keep believing for it. May your blessing when it comes be equally as great or greater than Hannah's blessing was. That is the end of my message on tonight. If there's anybody on the phone that desires prayer, you can match one, and I'll be glad to pray with you at this time. Or if you have a comment, match one at this time. If not, we're going to go to a song. And right after the song, we're going to have prayer. The song is entitled, It's Gonna Be Nice by Yolanda Adams. Because I want you to know that what God has in store for you is going to be nice. It may be crazy. I mean, crazy things going on in your life right now. But that's when God shines. And he's going to show up in your life so big, and it's going to be nice, the things that God has in store for you.
Well, well, it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. Whatever's in store for me. Promised me that my days would be problem free, but you did promise to always take care of me. Right now it seems that my trouble will never end. I know you promised to be my closest friend, and it's gonna be nice. Oh,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you once again for every listener on tonight, Lord God, whether they're on the phone, Lord God, or on the internet, Lord God, or listening in the archives later, Lord God. I thank you for them, God. Oh, listen on iTunes, oh God. I thank you for them, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I ask that you unlock dreams on tonight, Lord God. Whatever they've been dreaming about, God, unlock it upon them, God. Release it into their lives, oh God. Give them the faith to hold on, God, when the enemy says it's not going to happen. When people in their life, like Panana, was teasing Hannah, Lord God, teasing them about it's not going to come to pass, Lord God. Give them the script, Lord God, to stand, Lord God, and to cry to you like Hannah did, Lord God, to fast and to pray and to just hold on in spite of, Lord God, because you have a big blessing in store for them. Hannah couldn't get her blessing right away because Samuel was going to be a great prophet. He was not just any child. If she just wanted any child, she could have got that blessing a long time ago. And somebody listening needs to know, you could have got what God had for you a long time ago if it was just an ordinary blessing. But what God has for you is extraordinary. That's why it's taking longer, because he's putting some finishing touches on it, some special touches on it, and it's going to be designed just for you. So hold on, don't give up. The best is still to come in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to tell you about next week's show, just to give you a little heads up. Next week's show, we will be praying and dealing with the topic of broken families. So if you know anybody that maybe the siblings don't get along or some other kind of broken situation is going on in the family, tell them to be on Prolific Fire next Monday, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And I pray that you all will be blessed next Monday, and I also pray that you are blessed on tonight. I'm going to give you some contact information, and then I'm going to close the show with the song. My contact information, as usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, or on Facebook at facebook.com/Prophetess Stacy, or if you need prayer or private consultation in the things of God throughout the week, you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to listen to any of the shows over again, you can go to iTunes. The Lord has blessed this show. It's on iTunes. The Lord has blessed this ministry, and I thank him so much. You can go to iTunes and look up Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. It's a free, they're a free podcast. They're all there. You can listen to any of the shows, or you can just come back to the website and listen to any of the shows. Whatever blesses you and whatever's convenient for you. Also, it's come to my attention that some of you all want to feed into the ministry. If you would like to do so, you can go to the ministry's blog at fire1320.wordpress.com. That's fire, F-I-R-E, 1320, the number 1320.wordpress.com. Read the blog that's there, and also you can scroll down. There's a link that takes you directly to PayPal, or you can download the PayPal app on your phone, and you can donate that way. You will need the ministry's email address. Once again, the email address is prolificfire@gmail.com. Once again, if God puts it on your heart to do so, I thank you so much, and I do believe you will receive a prophet's reward for sowing into this ministry. And to close us out, I'm going to close us out with be blessed, because I want each and every one of you to be blessed. Good night. I love you. Until next week.
Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and time. Was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there for you.
Right now, but it sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed.